From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Donald Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place, and an Obama spokesman has called the allegation simply false. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk, says the remaining western Mosul neighborhoods held by the Islamic State are now completely surrounded by Iraqi troops, and IS has lost more than half of the territory the militants once held in Iraq.
Iraqi forces have now cut off every road out of Mosul. ISIS is trapped.
The Islamic State overran Mosul in the summer of 2014. The Iraqi coalition took back eastern Mosul from IS earlier this year. And officials inside the city told VOA that advancing Iraqi forces in western Mosul have captured a textile factory that the Islamic State used to hold women as a jail. According to the speaker of the Patriotic Union of the Kurdistan Party in Mosul, nearly 300 women that the Islamic State had imprisoned perhaps for nearly 3 years were found. Another Kurdish official in Mosul told VOA that the factory was besieged by Iraqi forces last week, but IS mines planted around the building prevented them from further advancing. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo leaders say two UN officials, one American and one Swedish, have been kidnapped along with four Congolese in Kasai Central Province. Government officials identify the UN officials as Michael Sharp of the United States and Sahida Catalan of Sweden. They said the kidnappers have not yet been identified. Turkish leaders wanted to campaign in the Netherlands on behalf of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has objected. And in the meantime, there have been demonstrations.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded.
Turkish pro-government newspapers Monday published photos of police dogs biting demonstrators, with one headline reading, "Nazi Dogs." Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly called the Dutch government Nazis for preventing two of his ministers from speaking at a rally for ethnic Turks in support of an April referendum to extend presidential powers. Political columnist Semi Adiz of Al Monitor website says the dispute has reached unprecedented levels.
I think it is very serious because words and remarks have been exchanged that have never been exchanged before.
Despite Erdogan's tough rhetoric, no concrete steps have been taken. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A group of independent experts is calling for the government of North Korea to be brought before the International Criminal Court for gross violations of human rights, including crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on a report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
The experts agree the government of North Korea has done nothing to end the widespread and systematic violations committed against its population over the past 3 years. In 2014, a commission of inquiry issued a damning report. Bangladeshi legal expert Sarah Hossein says it is the primary duty of the government itself to bring perpetrators of violations in that country to account.
In these circumstances, we call on the international community to continue to pursue a referral of the situation in the DPRK to the International Criminal Court.
The UN experts also recommend the establishment of an ad hoc international tribunal, which could act as a deterrent for future crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for two car bomb blasts in Mogadishu Monday that killed six people. Witnesses say the first bomb went off outside a hotel. The second explosion targeted a military base in the Somali capital, and one person was killed. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.